Welcome to episode 199 of the Joy Loving Home podcast. I'm Joy, and I am so glad you're here. If you're new, I hope you can enjoy listening to some decluttering, organizing, and planning tips that will suit your brain. I have sort of a twist on the traditional organizing methods, and I hope that's why you've tuned in. Please, if you're brand new, listen to the musical opening that we'll start here in a second, because it explains sort of my philosophy and a lot of the analogies I use as I explain different ways for our brains to think about things. But today, I wanted to dig in and talk about this frustration of finding yourself spinning your wheels. If you're feeling busy all the time, but you never seem to get anything done, or why others that you observe seem to be super productive and you just can't seem to get yourself going, and that's like the frustration of feeling like everybody is doing something and you are not accomplishing anything. I want to talk about that. Just a little productivity hack I have that might help us out. Let's listen to that right after this. A wise person once said, "Everybody is a genius. But if you judge a fish by its ability to climb a tree, it will live its whole life believing that it's stupid." Well, fish, quit trying to climb trees while getting advice from well-intentioned monkeys. It's time to jump in the water and learn how to swim with the current of your life. I'm Joy, a professional organizer, mom of four, and fellow fish brain. If you're looking for a place to get understanding, encouragement, and ideas for your home that actually fit how your brain thinks, then I'm glad you're here. Let's ditch the type A advice and embrace what makes our brains and our homes unique. Together, we can have a joy-loving home. Okay, to jump right into our hack and wasting no time, I want you to start using this little productivity hack that I am calling retroactive credit. Now, I have spoken about this. You're going to recognize a little bit of this in the past, but I didn't give it a name. There's so much power in giving something a name, because now it's a tool we can use in our tool belt. The tool we're going to use is this retroactive credit. And what that means is giving yourself credit for actions that you have already taken. Let me explain why this is helpful. Because those feelings you have of being frustrated and worn out, feeling like you're busy but you never get anything done, those are almost like the way society has taught ourselves to beat ourselves down because we don't do things in sort of these linear, orderly fashions. Our executive function keeps us from creating that perfect to-do list and from planning out all of the steps in the right order of an action we want to take. But that doesn't mean we aren't out there taking action. It doesn't mean we maybe aren't doing things in sort of a haphazardly messy fashion. This is the reason why I give you all the suggestion to do the non-linear pending lists, is because I want you to not have to feel the pressure of creating a to-do list or an itemized plan when I know you're going to take sort of this haphazard, sporadic, messy action. But I do want you to get credit for it. And the giving yourself retroactive credit takes a little training. It makes you be more observant of yourself in a positive way, in a way that allows you to give yourself some props for the fact that you have been busy on actual stuff that is beneficial to an end goal. It just might be swimming around in the water a bit, getting the things done. So in order to do this, there's a couple different ways that you can think about it. One of them is if you have a calendar that I've suggested, that there is a place where you have a tackled list, and your tackled list is where you would sit down at the end of a day or at the end of a week or randomly throughout the week when you're like, I just need to get a grip on what's happening and what hasn't happened. Look it around at the scattered bits of post-it notes and the pieces of paper that you've written down, or if you actually have a pending list, revisit it and go, oh, okay, well, I've done that, write it down. Oh, and I did that, write it down. Oh, and I actually took care of that and that. which made me remember I actually did this other thing that's not even written down anymore or anywhere, but I'm going to give myself credit for it now. You start compiling the things that have been done, either off of scraps of paper, off of lists, or just out of the air, to give yourself credit for action. You are constantly busy. You are constantly taking action. All of those actions count. They didn't have to be on an itemized list to count. So we're going to take advantage of that. Let me give you a great for instance. So I will mention Magic Mind off and on in this podcast. And for those of you that haven't heard me mention it before, it is a little green shot of a drink that gives me more focus and a little more energy. And actually, the thing that I've been using it for lately is a little more handle on stress. There's been a lot of sort of behind the scenes stressful stuff going on. And I have taken it now for, I think I'm on day 13 straight days in a row. I keep meaning to mention to y'all how I am looking back and realizing, while I always talk about that whole focus piece of it and how I feel like I do harder things better when I'm on it, I have noticed in this sort of stressful behind the scenes thing that's been happening in my life right now, I think it's keeping me a little more steady. I don't know if that's the better way. Steady might be the best word I can think of right now to just sort of handle what's been happening and the stress that we've been under. And so I never seem to mention that part of it. And I was like, hey, I need to give myself some like retroactive credit here for having stayed consistent with it, seeing these results and being really happy that I have been doing this for myself. If you're interested in giving it a try yourself, they have been so gracious to be one of my podcast sponsors. And I just want to share, they have a link where you can get 20% off with my code. And I'll put that in the show notes, but you go to magicmind.com/joyshome. And then when you pick out your purchase choice, you add the code joyloving to get the 20% off. And the more you buy with subscriptions and things, the cheaper it gets. So I kept forgetting to reorder mine, and I'm now on subscription, so I can keep this up and enjoy the benefits. So maybe a little hint to do that for yourself. But anyway, in this sort of retroactive credit fashion, when I sit down and feel like I'm not getting anything done, I'm frustrated with myself, and I feel like I'm just spinning my wheels, it can completely reset how I feel about things and make me take a deep breath and go, oh, all of this work actually is productive. Because once I write down the things that I have actually been doing, I realize I am productive. I am getting things done. Maybe they're not in the ways that are typical that I'm going to get the gold star for, but in the ways that are actually moving the needle on the things I'm working on. So another very recent example that I had, it happened today in my membership group. I do these monthly challenges, and this month we're doing sort of a overarching how to plan a project for our ADHD brains in a way where we can not get lost in the project. I was a little behind, and I was having my Work With Me Wednesdays day where I was like, I work while my members work on things because we body double each other, and it provides some encouragement and accountability. And I was like, I feel so behind on this month's project, and I'm supposed to be the example, and I'm supposed to be the encourager, and I'm letting everybody down because I'm not getting anything done. So I sat down with the way I taught us to brainstorm in there, and I got everything laid out about the project because I hadn't taken the time to do it for myself, story of my life. Then I got a green highlighter because I'm doing this thing in green because it was like March, St. Patrick's Day. Old teacher in me, I cannot let die. And I started highlighting all of the things that I had already taken care of within my project and I hadn't given myself any credit for up to this point. So I gave myself that retroactive credit, and now I'm on par with my students. My members. I'm on par with the project that I was wanting to get done with them. And I had you just point blank asked me, would have said, oh, I'm so embarrassed. I'm so sorry. I'm not getting anything done. I haven't been able to take care of it. I've been busy and I've gotten distracted and I've done this, that, and the other. But then when I sat down with the actual brainstorm and started marking off the things that were already done, I am on track. That kind of accountability, visible, real accounting of what you are getting done can mean the world of difference in your attitude, in your, like, a pick-me-up, a motivation to keep moving, to be in this momentum of getting things done, all because you took the time to give yourself a little bit of retroactive credit because you are working hard. And it isn't for nothing, I promise. Give this a try, and until next time, continue to choose joy.